giving you the best in dance music. Trax FM.
DJ Ivanhoe on www.traxfm.org.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Here Comes That Sound on Trax FM. My name is Ivanhoe. Don't forget you can get all the previous shows of mine and all the other DJs on the station by going to www.traxfm.org, also to hearthis.at and Mixcloud, where you can download and stream all the shows. You can also use podcast apps like Podcast Republic or Google Podcasts and search for Trax FM. Okay, we're on show 112 here for Here Comes That Sound, and tracks to look out for this time are Dompy and Time Frame, San Francisco with a remix of DSK's What Would We Do, Ernest and Frank and Why Not, Mike Vale and Just a Friend, Cywell and Moving, Vibe Killers and Zanzibar. But we start with a track originally by Fela Kuti and Roy Ayres. This is the Bruno Flores remix of 2000 Blacks.
We'll be right back. story is back again. She's not a lover, she's just a friend. I'm sick and tired for you to blame on me. Now you think it's funny, funny. Now you wanna spend your money on girls, but you forgot when you were down that I was around. Memories don't live like people do. It's set forever, believe.
DJ Ivanhoe in the mix on Trax FM.
We'll be right back. I was so obsessed by the time of 808s and all these Yamaha drum machines. But when I thought teams or just in general, I had a, well, first thing is, I remember going to go hear Tony Humphries in Zanzibar. And the same thing, it was just like I was so fascinated with some of the stuff he was playing. And then I heard him at Red Zone, and I was doing a residency there back and forth. And I just, you know, warm up to Jay. And he played this one track, and I couldn't remember what it was, but it was by Tyree Cooper. And that's the first time I heard like a proper 909 sound. Like it was just like a bit of that bass drum. Like, what is that? What machine is that? Because I was so obsessed at the time with 808s and all these Yamaha drum machines. But when I heard that, I was like, I have to figure out what that is. I gotta go figure out what machine it is. And it was just like you had to, you couldn't just go on the internet and go, oh, this is that thing. Get a sample or whatever it was. Because it was so rudimentary. Even all the sampling technology. I think I had a Mirage or something. Back in the 80s. I think my first real sample of that was a Roland S50. And then this guy just happened to come into the studio. And he had a 909 with him. There was actually one of the engineer guys that, you know, like rent the studio time out. And I was an engineer. And he brought it in and he had an 808 and a 909. And I said, oh my God, this is that big. Finally get to see what this is. So I sat and I put it all in tape and I sampled the living crap out of this machine. And I was just like, well, what else can I do with this kind of shit? This kind of sampler can I do? So I was really, really obsessed with it. But at the time, the guy didn't have any money. So he said, I will, if this is true, I'm like, to this day, he's probably kicking himself in the head. He says, if you do a session with me, I will give you my 808. And, you know, I'll just take my 909. I said, I just ran upstairs. I said, I'm gonna get an 808. You know, this guy wants to do a session just to do a track. And, you know, like, how was that? So, but the thing is, the 808 didn't have any MIDI on it. It just had, like, dead, and you had to do all these triggers and things that could sync it to me. So at the time, there was a company called Studio Electronics, and they didn't actually make keyboards on the stuff, but they did modifications. The first thing I said was, well, you know, there was all in the back of these weird magazines. I couldn't remember the name of the magazine. But I saw that they did modifications for machines. So I said, okay, well, yeah, this is this. So this is these guys. They did modifications to put MIDI on it and all this extra stuff. And I had them extend the bass and all these things. And, you know, change the class. And just pitch everything and extend it. And they did the MIDI on it. So when they sent it back to me, I was like, whoa. Crazy. I mean, I was tuning things that I couldn't do before on this, and it was dropping long, and the bass line was, the bass line was just go boom, as long as I wanted, and it was okay. I was like, this is exactly what I wanted. But then when I went across the triggers to the keys, it was there, and I started to throw them, putting them in a sequence. Oh wait, so now the clap and the cowbell on the same channel for the MIDI, I was like, this is so I called them back. They said, are you good with a solder?
In the mix on Tracks FM.
Drop the
just broadcasting to London, not just broadcasting to the UK, but broadcasting 24/7 to the world. We are Trax FM, your number one internet dance music station.